Before we leave you today, one of my very favorite guests checks in, and there's a funny personal angle that he's often elaborated on. It's funny how 6 degrees of separation work. His name is Dr. Harold Katz, a dentist microbiologist, the guy who wrote the Bad Breath Bible. And so often, Christmas holiday time, different events, you know, where you're all gathering and you're all social and bad breath becomes an issue. Well, we're not gathering this year, but Harold has been working on the bad breath front on mask mouth. We find him at his home base in L.A. today. It's great to have you back. I hope all is well with you and yours.
Yes, everyone's doing fine. Everyone's healthy, and it's good to hear your voice again. You sound like you're doing well. So, I guess the message is stay safe and make sure that your mask breath doesn't offend yourself.
And you've bumped into my daughter recently or not? That was a 6 degrees.
Yeah, I spoke to her, a few months ago. I mean, your daughter's the chemist, a PhD in chemistry, and she actually worked on my formula for many years. So, like you say, 6 degrees of separation, it's very true.
It's a friend of Harold goes, Gormley, I talked with a guy on the radio up in Canada. Yeah, it's my dad. So, no, she speaks very fondly of you and says, when are you getting Harold on again? So I dropped her a note and said, that's happening today. You've made the point over the years, so much of our breath in general, is it the question of dryness and moisture kind of as a starting point?
Oh, yes, it is. God's gift to us is saliva. Saliva does many important things. One, it helps you speak properly. Otherwise, your tongue would stick to the roof of your mouth and no one would understand you. But also helps to prevent tooth decay. There are agents in there that attack the bacteria that cause tooth decay. But it also freshens your breath. And the way it does it, the bacteria that actually cause those stinky odors, one is called cadaverine, another chemical is called putrescine. There are natural elements in saliva, oxygen compounds, which attack those anaerobic bacteria. So basically what it does, the oxygen level in your saliva keeps your breath in check. And the best example I always give, when you're around a baby and they smell fantastic, that's what they call a baby's breath. They have plenty of saliva, they're drooling, and they just smell fantastic. On the other hand, when you're around someone who suffers from dry mouth, whether it's from diabetes or medication or wearing a mask all day, their breath is not baby's breath. It's, you know, it's some other kind of breath, which I can't say on the radio.
Harold Katz, dentist microbiologist, the man who wrote the Bad Breath Bible. Okay, before we get, you've got all sorts of great prescriptions, but of course, TheraBreath is what you developed, the whole TheraBreath system. In Canada, this has gone crazy. I mean, have you gone this big in the States? I mean, every drugstore I'm in has got your product. Walmart's got it. I mean, it's been, you're getting really big up here.
Well, it's kind of strange, but once the pandemic hit and people started to smell their own breath in the mask, sales went through the roof. But not only in Canada and in the U.S., we're doing extremely well in Korea and in Asia because I guess the virus hit there first, and they recognize what their breath smells like right off the bat after wearing a mask. So, I mean, thank God it's been very successful. And the reason it's successful, it actually works. For years, people thought, I'm going to use a very strong-tasting mouthwash, and I'm going to mask the bad breath. Well, that doesn't work because those masking agents wear off after a couple of minutes, and the bad breath comes back. So we're actually attacking the source, which is the bacteria, preventing them from making the odors in the first place, so there's no smelly, stinky odor that's going to reverberate back into your nostrils when you're wearing a mask.
Good stuff. So with masks in general, yes, you know, we've got it on a good part of the day. Are there things people can do kind of during the day as a refresher or things they shouldn't be eating or putting in their mouth in any event?
Well, we know that onions and garlic obviously have smelly odors, and that's part of the chemistry nature of those foods. But alcohol is a problem. Alcohol is a drying agent, so you want to stay away from the alcohol. Number one tip I tell everyone, drink more water. You need to help replenish your saliva, and drinking between 6 and 8 glasses of water a day is going to help. Look for fruits and vegetables, which have a lot of liquid in them, berries, etc., those types of things, just sort of natural compounds which keep your breath fresh. One of the problems is certain medications that people must take during the day. The antihistamines, antidepressants, high blood pressure medication, they all have dry mouth as a side effect. So besides the TheraBreath product for fresh breath, we also have a product for dry mouth. It's called TheraBreath Dry Mouth. It actually has natural salivary enzymes in them to give you that mouthfeel as if you have a mouthful of saliva. So you feel nice and healthy. We have lozenges, which stimulate more saliva production. So there's a lot of things that are available in the TheraBreath line besides freshening your breath to keep your mouth nice and healthy as well.
And even just things we do. I mean, you know, you as a dentist obviously would never tell someone not to floss, but none of us floss enough. And boy, sometimes when you're flossing, you think, yikes, I'm carrying this stuff around in my mouth. I mean, should we just be flossing more?
One of the quickest ways to see what your breath smells like is to floss between a couple of molars and then take a sniff of your floss. And after you wake up from fainting, you recognize what people can smell in your breath. But you brought up an interesting point. I just saw a report from the British Dental Association, and they said that people, I don't know where they got this statistic, but brushing and flossing are down 25% since the pandemic hit because people aren't going to the dentist and hygienist are not reminding them how important oral hygiene is, and your teeth are suffering. There's even some incidents of increased periodontal disease since people are wearing masks. And the reason is these bacteria, the ones that cause bad breath, their first cousins are the bacteria which cause tooth loss, periodontal disease. So fortunately, in Canada, some of the stores are now carrying our healthy gums rinse. So whatever the problem is, TheraBreath has a solution, whether it's fresh breath or losing your teeth or tooth decay or dry mouth.
Well, you're doing a great job. And you're okay if I call you the bad breath doctor? I prefer dentist and microbiologist, but
You can call me the bad breath doctor, but not the doctor with bad breath. That I don't like.
Harold, it's always a delight having you by. The man who... How many years now has TheraBreath been around?
And I just checked. It was September of 1994 that the LA Times wrote an article about our bad breath clinic in Los Angeles, and they thought it was a joke. And I guess the joke is on them. I'm still around, and they're barely around. But I just want to add one thing. For your listeners, if they want some free samples, we're going to start Christmas early, call my office. It's 800-557-9541. We'll send some free samples of TheraBreath, 800-557-9541. And you can find TheraBreath at Shoppers, Walmart, Amazon, Real Canadian Superstore. It's just about everywhere all over Canada.
Yeah, you've done very well here. Always great reconnecting. Have a nice holiday and say hello
you
to my
too.
Kid if you see her soon.
And John, you smell fantastic.
Harold, thank you. Harold Katz, the dentist, the microbiologist, the man who started TheraBreath all those years ago. It was one of those priceless stories. My daughter, who's got a PhD in chemistry, has been developing product with Harold for a while. And it was one of those things, they're in a meeting and he goes, Gormley, there's a guy up in Canada I talked to on the radio. She goes, yeah, it's my dad. And so the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon at work. And so I keep tabs on both Harold and my daughter through each of them. This is 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.